There are a few basic things people need to survive. We usually live only a few minutes without air and not too long without food and water. What I really want to focus on for a minute is our basic need for food. Americans have had cheap, plentiful, and good quality food. Hundreds of thousands of acres of productive agricultural land are taken out of production every year. Have you ever been around cities like Chicago or Denver, for example, and observed suburban sprawling? It is true that the American farmer produces more on an acre today than he did 50 years ago, but if the trend of increased population and suburban sprawling continues, the need for food will outpace the ability to produce. Amazingly, American society doesn't seem to be all that concerned. There's way more interest in the stock market and the information highway than there is for the American farmer and rancher. To the agricultural community of America, who gets little appreciation for a lot of hard work, I would like to say thanks. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look around you now. Welcome to Hour 2 of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Studio B, which is our internet radio, and the podcasts will be on Studio A website, 1360KHNC.com, and then in the evenings from the radio station, I will have the program from 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio, Northern Colorado, Johnstown, Colorado, out of our towers. With Israel has been striking Damascus, whoopsie daisy, they've been striking Beirut. They've been hitting many different positions in Lebanon. There have been orders by the Israeli government to some of these borders along the Israeli-Lebanon border that they are to evacuate out of these towns because these towns are centers for rockets, missiles, and Israel is presently right now. This began here in the last 8-10 hours, is taking out these missile sites. Every time that Israel issues a warning to the people in Lebanon, they leave. Not like in the Gaza. In the Gaza, they were restricted. The movement was restricted by the Hamas. If Israel says we're going to resume military operations in a certain area within a 4 or 5 block area, they would warn the people, get out, and there'd be resistance, interference from the Hamas to keep the people in those areas. Well, in Lebanon, it's a little much open. It's wide. It's open. The people can move more freely. Not more freely. They can move freely. When Israel issues a warning, move, they move. They're not restricted. There's I'm going to read the name of some of these commanders that are no longer with us. They have left this earth. There's been about, 13 of them. Let's read some of them. The top of the chain was Hassan Nasrallah. He was a secretary general of Hezbollah. And these are the top commanders. There was Ibrahim Muhammad Qabisi. He was the head of the missile of the rockets forces. There was Ibrahim Akil. He was the head of operations and commander of the Radwan force. And then two of his generals were eliminated. There was last 2 weeks ago Fouad Sukur, the head of the strategic unit. Ali Karaki, commander of the southern front, and he had three people right beneath him, Sami Talib Abdullah. You're not going to remember these names, but to get a visual, below him was another Muhammad Nasser. He was a commander of a unit. He was the commander of the Aziz unit. Abdullah was the commander of the Nasser unit. And Abu Ali Rida, commander of the Bader unit. There's 4, 10, 11. And this is just as of last week. There have been more even since then. But Israel has increased the operations in Lebanon. This is why today, and within the last 2 hours, 3 hours, Iran has put their ballistic missiles on launch pads, fueling them, getting ready to send them west. And America said, if Iran does this, the United States will get involved. Immediately, Russia responded, stating that if Israel does anything to attack Iran, Russia will get involved. And it's escalating. It's going to escalate. But Iran is not going to come down yet. Iran is not going to attack. Maybe a rocket here, a missile there, drones here or there, but nothing more than that. The Israeli Air Force struck their air defense systems in Beirut at the international airport. The tanks and the 98th Division is moving tanks that were along the border, stationed along the border. They're moving north into Lebanon. I think that, I'm trying to remember what it does say. I think that presently, Israel will move into Lebanon for the most part to take out Hezbollah forces. I think at some point, should Israel occupy the areas, I think America in the next two years will have Israel return those areas back to Lebanon, if I remember correctly. These terrorists are hiding in the refugee camps and they're being bombed. They're hiding in these condominiums, and Israel is targeting these groups, these clusters of Hamas terrorists or Hezbollah terrorists. And even though they're in areas where the civilians, where it's heavily populated with civilians, the civilians have been told to leave, and there's over 1 million refugees now. The Lebanese want Hezbollah out. These people, they may be Muslim, but they want the terrorists out. Because of the terrorists, their lives are being, they're displaced persons. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth. I'll be back.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey,
You know, the big question, I really have to think about this. Does Benjamin Netanyahu, is he aware of the plans by the deep state? I mentioned there is a deep state. I know you may not believe it, but this was in 1987. The senator from Hawaii, Daniel Inouye, I cannot pronounce it, and I'm quoting him. I quoted him in the last hour. I can't get away from this thought. A shadowy government with its own air force. That's unbelievable. A government, shadow government, with its own air force, its own navy. Well, I don't know of another navy that is bigger, more powerful, that floats the seven seas like the United States Navy, or an air force larger than the U.S. Air Force, and the ability to pursue its own ideas of the national interest. What is the national interest? It's not our national interest. It's their national interest. What is that? World hegemony. And it is free from all checks and balances and free from the law itself. This is the shadow government. And the American people are still duped into believing that there's no such thing. A shadow government, a deep state. It's a dark state. I call it a dark state because it's full of people involved in the occult, in witchcraft, in devil worship, secret societies. George Bush, Jr. and Sr., members of Skull and Bones. So, I go back to my thought. Does Benjamin Netanyahu, is he aware of the fact that Barack Obama is coming back to power as the final president of the United States of America? Is he aware of that? I'm telling you, Russia has its intelligence in this country, China, Germany, every nation. It has, if there's an embassy in this country from whatever nation, there's the people in the embassies are basically spies. They're not neutral. They're gathering information. Israel has information that has been gathered from people in every state. And I believe the intel that's getting back to Benjamin Netanyahu is that there is a power play in place. There is a hidden coup that is not being attempted. It's in motion to bring Barack Obama back to power. The question is, how is that going to happen? When will that happen? I say in the next 90 to 100 days. Can't be much longer than that. Donald Trump, he may get all the votes, electoral votes, popular vote. He's not going to resume. He's not going to continue. His political career is coming to an end. It's sad. And the many Democrat voters are realizing, really, you're going to go to a car dealership. Now you're going to pick Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. What are the features you're going to get with Kamala Harris? There's not going to be a heater. There's not going to be anti-lock brakes. You're going to have a 3-speed manual transmission on the column. You're going to have rear-wheel drive only, and you're not going to have radial tires. You're going to have the old hard rubber tires. You're going to have an underpowered V6, and you're not going to have any air conditioning, and you won't have a sunroof, and it's going to be your basic white. You get no other features. There's not going to be any chrome, and it's going to be a two-barrel. No, it's going to be a one-barrel on the six-cylinder. There's not going to be any power. Now, with Donald Trump, you're going to get a Bentley. Air-conditioned, with the heated seats. You're going to have climate control within the vehicle. You're going to have a V12 motor. It's going to run so smoothly, you won't even know it's started. You're going to have all the emission features, possibly. You're going to have 460 horsepower. It's going to be all-wheel drive, radial tires. It'll be 16-inch, sporty with the little thin tires that are almost flat. You're going to have, there will also be your noise speakers, Bose, the best. You're going to have, what do they call that, vibration control, where you don't hear any vibration coming from either of the tires, any of the tires. So you're going to pick, you want Kamala or you want Donald? You want the little basic vehicle, the little Nova doesn't go. That's why the Mexican people didn't buy the Nova, because it means don't go. No go. Or you want the Bentley. You're going to have noise canceling suspension. You're going to have the best audio system. You're going to have the features that are not even, we don't even know about. Heated seats, trunk space. But the thing is this, the American people are going to get neither. The American people aren't going to get Kamala, who offers nothing, nor Donald Trump, who offers everything. This is the sad, it's sad for me to have to present this. I believe this is why in the Bible, in Psalm 83, the prophecy about the Gaza war that begins in October 7th, 2023, it says that that war, it says that date will start on October 7th in southern Israel, an attack by Hamas. And that war is going to be, in our terms, a year is not very long, or can be a long time if you're in the war. But it's not going to be a long, drawn-out 2-, 3-, 4-, 5-year war. It's not going to be the Middle East, Afghanistan. It's not going to be. Israel is now in the final stages of wrapping up operations. The initial hard part is over. The difficult part of that war in Gaza with Israel, that was the difficult part. Gaza was the difficult war. That war is finished. The easy war will be Lebanon, Hezbollah, a much bigger army with more rockets, closer to Iran, easy access to more munitions, weapons, a bigger area than Gaza, a country. But it's going to be actually easier for Israel to win that war than Gaza. The Lebanese war, the war against Hezbollah, is coming to an end already. There are a few more conflicts that have to occur. The Houthis in Yemen, they made a big mistake. Israel, they don't have 10 or 15 power plants in Yemen. They have a few power plants to supply power to the people of that country. Israel took out one of their power plants. Israel again hit two ports Sunday. Those ports are still burning. Two more ports. And there hasn't been much activity from the Houthis in Yemen attacking ships in the Red Sea. The operations out in the ocean have pretty much come to a halt. And this is 1,000-plus miles away from Israel. Israel, the jets take off, and they meet fueling tankers on the route. The tankers refuel the jets in air. Israel takes out the targets, heads back home, refuel again, get back to the house. The pilots get something to eat, and they're right back up in the air waiting for their next orders. The hard part of the conflict in the region is about over. Iran isn't going to get Iran is going to be limited involvement other than sending weapons by truck or by sea. And Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, I do believe the big threat to Israel is the return of Barack Obama. That's the big threat. It's, if you think about it, logically, Trump is not going to further the New World Order or the One World Government. Kamala Harris, she's not an individual that is competent enough to further the New World Order. Her laugh is not going to get her very far. Her hysterical, demonic laugh. People in the Democrat Party, voters, they don't like her laugh. They kind of cringe every time they hear her in front of a camera with that fake, phony laugh. She's a phony. And the people are wise to that. They need somebody that's charismatic, somebody that's a good speaker, somebody that is handsome, somebody that is everything they want, somebody that thinks like they think, a communist like they are, that want what they want. That's not Kamala, not Joe Biden either. There's only one people. There's only one person, and one person that the Democrats and many Republicans wouldn't mind returning. The Republicans, many in the Rhino community that are in occult secret societies, devil worshipers, and it's hard for Republicans to understand that Republicans, there is a whole cabal of devil worshipers in the Republican Party. It's known. The Bushes, Skull and Bones, secret organization with deep, deep, dark secrets. The only one that these people will accept will be Barack Obama. I'm just wondering if Benjamin Netanyahu realizes that, and Israel is on an all-out campaign to win these wars as quickly as possible. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Podcasts on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site for both programs. On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the first hour is on each day's podcast, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Then evenings again from 6 to 7, the first hour is aired on 1360 AM radio out of Johnstown, Colorado. The European nations, the people, are tired of war. And the citizens in these European countries are now awake to the New World Order that is centered in the United States of America. And what has happened in Europe is there is... In Germany, the Europeans, they've been ousting these government, these men that have ruled these parties, these countries. And a month ago, there was a loss in Germany's ruling coalition for the first victory for a German right-wing party since World War II. Since World War II, the first time that there was a victory for the right-wing party, more of the conservative party. In Austria, the white right-wing Freedom Party scored a historic victory of its own just 2 days ago, winning the most votes in the country's national election for the first time after the Euro-skeptic party campaigned on mass deportation, cracking down on illegal immigration and halting aid to the giant vacuum in Ukraine, military vacuum. Then in Europe and NATO countries, they're not sure how to proceed in Ukraine. But in this article, it's saying that a Trump win would be good for Europe because he promised to end the war immediately in Ukraine. And this is what the European nations and the NATO nations want. They want an end to that war. These nations are having to ante up not only finances, but military weapons, aid, as far as for casualties, medical supplies, and it's depleting, it's hurting them financially. Then out of Representative Republican Elisa Slotkin, Representative Elisa Slotkin, Democrat of Michigan, she warned donors last week that internal polling for her Senate campaign shows Vice President Kamala Harris is underwater in Michigan. And she says winning Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania is Harris's simplest path to victory. If the former President Trump sweeps the Sun Belt, he'll only need to pick off one of those blue wall states to win the election. It's evident that nothing is going to interfere with Trump being elected. Nothing is going to halt his momentum. Then out of the Hill, it reported that Democrats are fighting tooth and nail to keep Nevada from slipping away from them this cycle after narrowly winning in 2020. They lost in 2016. I was in Nevada when Trump was running in 2016. We were in and out. And the Tea Parties made the difference for Trump. The Tea Parties, which would eventually evolve, I believe, into MAGA. But they barely won in 2020. And Nevada, you have the people in Nevada, especially the people who work at the casinos, they know the best thing for them is Trump. So, and then there's going to be this debate tonight with Walz and with J.D. Vance. You know, most people are not going to watch it. I'm going to watch it because J.D. Vance, I'm still not sure about Vance. I have some reservations, but Vance and Walz getting into the cage. I like to watch WEC, World Extreme Cage Fighting. And once these two get into the cage, and they shut those cage doors, it's going to be over for Walz. He's going down. I'll say he'll go down in the first 15 minutes. J.D. Vance is he's exceptional. I guess that would be the way to put it. He's an exceptional individual. He's very stoic as he's in a conflict. He's very stoic. He just plays perfectly to the camera. And he's willing to just wait and let his opponent open his mouth, and then he'll take the opponent apart. He's going to take Walz apart. He's going to take this member of secret societies, going to take him apart. Now, I'm not so sure that J.D. Vance might not be a member of secret societies either. Anybody that's a member of any secret society is I have my doubts. I'm not sure about Vance. I'm looking to see if he is part of a secret society. I think he's been heavily influenced by a group called Pilgrim Society. And I don't know. I can't say that I know perfectly how deep he is into that secret society. Now, when we get back, I'm going to talk about what happened over the weekend when Trump was at his rally in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And he's right out in the open. He's right there, engaged with the crowd. Like I say, he's not going to be assassinated. Not bullet, poison, bombs, or being shot down out of the air. He's not going to be assassinated. People believe that he is going to be assassinated. There may be attempts, more attempts. His family's concerned. They're not liking it. He's concerned more about the family than he is about himself. Melania and the kids. I'll be back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Need pain relief? Greska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
I was thinking through the break, you know, I was considering maybe taking the audience down a rabbit hole today, but I'm just not sure that the listeners are ready for that, so I decided to just hold back. Israel is in a campaign. They have the momentum. They have everything needed. The weapons that took out Hassan Nasrallah, 4 days ago, 5 days ago, were U.S. made. The United States will continue to send weapons to Israel, finances, support in every way, until the next administration. And after this election season is over, when the dust settles, the American people will be shocked. They're going to be dismayed, shocked, terrorized because of what's coming. I didn't want to take anybody down the rabbit hole today, so I decided I better take you to the edge of the rabbit hole so you can kind of get a glimpse into what's coming. I do feel personally that the intel of the leaders of the nations, the major nations, they do know what's happening. They do know, and they are aware that there's going to be meddling in this election. But what kind of meddling? Nobody is sure. Is it going to be just the votes? Is it going to be ballots? Or could it be there's going to come a day when the Constitution of this country is no longer relevant, no longer needed, no longer wanted? There'll come a day. I won't have time to get into it today. I plan to maybe do this program tomorrow. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses like 2, 3, in that group, talks about the Constitution of the United States of America. He is talking about a document, not the Bible. He's talking about a document that will exist, and the document will restrict evil in the world. And that document is the Constitution of the United States of America. It's in the Bible. It's in Paul's writings, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It is a government, government laws. Some, in the way it's phrased, is it is a restrainer. And many Christians believed it was the Holy Spirit restraining evil and lawlessness. No, it was the Constitution of the United States of America. The United States of America is in the Bible. And Paul talks about this document, civil document, a law that restricts complete evil from taking over not only America, but the world. It's called the Constitution of the United States of America. But Paul makes it very clear that someone is going to come. He's called a man of sin, a person of lawlessness, is coming at some point in the distant future, which is in our time. Paul was looking to our time. He didn't quite understand it, but he knew it would be a restraining document, a law. And he knew that, but he didn't know much about the United States. He didn't know where it would be. He wasn't sure, I don't think. But he did say it would be in the end time, before the coming of a lawless individual, a son of perdition, the man of sin. He was talking about the United States of America in 2024. Is this Constitution going to be destroyed before the end of the year? If not, it will be destroyed right after the first of the year. Our Constitution is going to be changed. And with what's happening right now today, as I spoke about in the as I was presenting in the first hour, Iran has ballistic missiles on the launch pads. They're fueling them. They don't know what type of warheads are on these missiles. If they should launch these missiles, do you know what can happen in the Middle East? Do you know what would happen to this election season? Would it be canceled? Would it be put on hold, suspended? We don't know how Barack Obama is coming back to power, but he's coming back to power. We don't know if this happens before this election or right after this election or at the beginning of the next year. I don't want to take you down the rabbit hole. I can't take you much deeper. I'm going to have to hold right here. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Why Refi for a while now. Why Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the thing that you do. I said, oh, watch out, I ain't lying.
Monday through Friday, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. So we're watching Iran ballistic missiles on the launch pads. America tells Iran, if you launch, we're involved. Russia, earlier today, says if Israel attacks Iran, Russia's involved. Is this the scenario? Are these the ingredients that we're witnessing, hearing about, that can suspend this Constitution or can suspend the election? Forget the Constitution. Suspend the election? Could this be the threat of world war in the region, which would give this administration the opportunity to say, well, because of this regional war now, America has just involved itself. Russia has just involved itself. Iran doesn't need America's help. Israel can use one nuke over one of the regions outside of Tehran and bring this thing to a halt immediately. They can go out and use a nuke and just nuke a bunch of sand as a warning to Iran, back down to Tehran, back down. That's all they need to do, kill a few, scorpions. That's all they would need to do. This is what we'll do to Tehran. The next explosion will be over Tehran. Israel doesn't need America to get involved. But is America using this, this administration, the dark state, the deep state, the shadow government, going to use this as an opportunity which they desperately need? Donald Trump has way too much momentum. He's unstoppable. The people, even the Democrat voters, are shifting allegiance. And they know this, even in spite of all the immigrants that have been brought up to vote. There's not going to be enough to win this election for Kamala. So Trump has way too much momentum. He is a freight train on a straight track, and he's moving. Nothing is going to stop him. So could this be the plan to threaten Iran, bring Russia in, and then we as a country put a temporary hold on the election? We're going to see. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcasts on 1360KHNC.com for both hours. We'll visit tomorrow. We'll see what happens overnight. Have a good afternoon and evening.
Tehiwo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.